Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Some things never change around here. The Royals had a losing season, the Chiefs are off to another one, and the border war continues when it comes to the poaching of businesses from across the state line. Today, we'll try to see if we can gain a truce as the mayors of the two biggest cities in our area pay a visit. In Overland Park, Mayor Carl Gerlach has been dealing with a lot of publicity about a new ordinance allowing the open carry of firearms and a certain statue that's still drawing attention. In Kansas City, Mayor Sly James is hoping that funding for a new streetcar system soon is in place, and he's got a whale of a problem when it comes to funding city pensions. Both mayors are facing grim news when it comes to creating jobs amid new signs that the area simply isn't doing all that well. Today, a conversation with two mayors, Mayor Sly James of Kansas City. Mayor, nice to have you.
Hi, how are you,
Steve? Good morning. And Mayor Carl Gerlach of Overland Park. Mayor, welcome to you as well.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
Well, what about this poaching of businesses where businesses from Kansas are being lured to Missouri and vice versa? Almost every expert says we're wasting all kinds of money doing this with no net gain and jobs. Why don't the two of you just shake hands and end all of this right now, Mayor James?
Well, first of all, I don't need to shake hands with Mayor Gerlach. We don't have any problems. This isn't a battle between him and me where there's no animosity. I don't think he's doing anything wrong. This isn't Mayor Gerlach. This is the state of Kansas versus the state of Missouri, and particularly the city of Kansas City, Missouri. It has nothing to do with Mayor Gerlach. So I don't have any animosity, and there's never been. As a matter of fact, I consider him a friend. I know that he's in a tough spot. Businesses move back and forth. We both would be better off, and I think he would agree that this could stop. But this is something bigger than us. It's at the state level, not the city level.
Mayor Gerlach, what if the two of you just stood up, though, and said, we want this to stop. Too much is too much. It's time to end it.
You know, I think it's a much bigger issue than just, you know, saying, oh, let's stop. Sly has laid it out very correctly. This isn't an issue between the cities. Truthfully, poaching really isn't. I think the only people using the word poaching are those media people trying to sell more time.
How would you describe it? What is it, though, Mayor Gerlach? If it's not poaching, what is it?
You know, I think businesses have to make business decisions. Businesses have brands. They try to tie their business brand to a city brand. Each city has a brand. A city will create that brand, and when the two match together, and those brands change. As some company grows, that may change, and they may need a different one.
But wait a minute, though. We're talking about, you know, millions of dollars in economic incentives that are being used here to and dangled in front of companies to move from one side of the state line or the other. This is more than just about branding, isn't it?
Well, $1 million at the state level, again, yeah. This isn't city monies that are being lured. The city of Overland Park, I believe in the 18 years that I've been on the council, have given 8 abatements is all, and none of those have been 100% abatements. There are partial abatements, most of them less than 50%. Well, so it's not about the dollars only.
Let me ask you this then, Mayor Gerlach. What do you make of the fact the practice continues, that the states are involved, as you rightly say here? Is it time to stop it from your vantage point?
You know, I think the biggest thing that could hurt the Kansas City metropolitan area is if we all said no more abatements and these companies said, great, I'll go to Dallas, I'll go to Austin, I'll go to Denver, I'll go to Chicago. We want to grow this metropolitan area. We need to be competitive with not just across the state line, but we need to be competitive across the nation.
And you're saying that these incentives are just part of a game that has to get played here?
I would say incentives are given less in the Kansas City metropolitan area than many other parts of this country.
Mayor James, weigh in here. What do you think?
Well, I have a slightly different view, and I have asked both Governor Nixon and Governor Brownback to stop and to come to some sort of understanding. I think, to be real honest with you, I don't think this is about Mayor Gerlach or about Sly James. I'm not even sure it's about businesses and branding. What I really think it's about is politics and the ability of people who have political ambitions to be able to say they created the next number of jobs in some given place. The bottom line is that wherever you get those jobs, you can take credit for them regardless of where they came from. In my view, that's a short-sighted view that is not focused on the welfare of the citizens. It's focused on the welfare of politics.
So you think money is being wasted here?
I think money is being wasted here, yes, absolutely, and I'll say that again. I've said it many times.
Yeah.
Wherever money we're using to spend to have companies move, give away tax dollars, is money that could be used for education, which is sorely needed in this city, for infrastructure, which is sorely needed in Kansas City, and to the extent that Overland Park is newer, maybe not as much, but will be in the near run. All of those things require funds that are being used for bad purposes, in my opinion. The people who are benefiting from this are individual companies and the lawyers and real estate people who are there. At the end of the day, the citizens are paying for this in one way or another. The problem is that we can't engage in unilateral disarmament. It just won't work that way. But we should be thinking as a region. We should be working together to raise up our total economic status across the board and truly benefit from that. That's how I think we should be looking forward to the future. State lines don't mean anything. We're totally dependent on each other. Without a strong Kansas City, there cannot be a strong Overland Park or a strong Independence.
Hmm.
We have to learn to work together, and that means to do things that make more sense than simply do the expedient things of moving business from one side of a line to the other. At the end of the day, it's not a net gain.
Go ahead, Mayor.
Steve, I just want to clarify and extend on something that Sly has said.
Yeah.
And it's about the businesses. We have agreements between the cities not to go and poach, to use your term, but to go and offer incentives across without somebody. That's not happening in the Kansas City metropolitan area between cities. What is happening are the companies are coming and soliciting offers. So let's start talking about the companies. Let's talk about, as some of you in the media have talked about, 17 companies signing letters.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of those 17 companies had received some type of incentive or abatement in the past.
So those companies see a way to make a quick buck here.
Exactly. Let's start talking about the companies.
Hmm. Let me turn, and if you're just joining us, we're visiting with Mayor Sly James of Kansas City and Mayor Carl Gerlach of Overland Park. You know, Mayor James, what about what former Kauffman Foundation CEO Carl Schramm recently wrote? He said that Kansas City is America's least dynamic town. It won't grow and it won't shrink. How did you react to that?
That's interesting. I think my first reaction was probably visceral and unmentionable on the radio.
Knowing you, I can only imagine.
Well, you know me. I'm nothing if not subtle. I think that there is some truth to what he says, unfortunately. And one of the things, and I think that when you take away the qualitative connotations of dynamic and look at the quantitative connotations of the word dynamic, I think there's truth to it. And here's one reason why. 1946, Kansas City is 65.5 square miles, 450,000 residents, 3,800 city workers. 2012, Kansas City is 316 square miles, 465,000 people, 4,200 city workers. There hasn't been a lot of change. Now, we can delve into the issues and the regions and the reasons for that, but what that fails to take into account is that the static growth of Kansas City is to some extent responsible for the rapid growth of surrounding areas. This area is doing well. We are a strong economy, 26th largest economy region in the country, the third or eighth strongest economy in the country in terms of being sustainable. So we've got a lot of good stuff going for it, and we are surprisingly sophisticated to people like Mr. Schramm, who came from the East Coast. So I think that we should stop getting upset about people who make comments that are on their face or appear to be on their face negative and look at why they're saying that. But everybody who lives in Kansas City or visits Kansas City, and I mean the entire region, loves it here. And in that regard, we are growing and we are dynamic.
Now, Mayor Gerlach, at the Star, Yale Abul Haka just wrote that the Kansas City area was a feeble 11th out of 18 cities he studied in percentage growth in total non-farm employment between 2002 to 2012, based on government figures. What do you make of that? He's talking about the area here, not just Kansas City, Missouri. We're not keeping up, he's pointing out. What's your view?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with Yale. I think you've got to, if you looks at the whole region together, I'm not familiar with those numbers. I know in Overland Park, in Johnson County, look at Johnson County as a whole. Our growth is down a little bit. We used to grow 12 to 15,000 residents a year.
Yeah.
We're now down at 8,000, but we're still growing 8,000 residents a year. It's still growing, expanding, businesses continuing to come, and I think the entire metropolitan area is going through that same.
And welcome back. I'm Steve Kraske. We're visiting today with the mayors of our two biggest cities, Mayor Sly James of Kansas City, Mayor Carl Gerlach of Overland Park. And Mayor James, we were talking before the break about job growth in this area and talking about the fact that the Kansas City area was 11th out of 18 cities that Yale Abul Haka studied and just wrote a column about. What about job growth in this area and what needs to happen to get it ginned up a little bit more?
Well, you know, we're always looking for more jobs. We're looking to create jobs. We're looking to grow jobs. We're looking for entrepreneurs and small businesses to create jobs. And without commenting on Yale's information one way or the other, because statistics can be used to say just about anything you want.
Yeah.
Because one of the statistics that he didn't mention is that Kansas City was the had the biggest decrease in unemployment of any city in the country in the last year. So, you know, on the one hand, you can take a statistic and make a negative, but you should also balance that out with the positive. We've had a decrease in unemployment, and we may not be growing jobs, but we are trying to take care of the people we've got. The idea of jobs is something that government can't do. Governments do not create that many jobs. Governments merely create conditions and circumstances in which jobs may be able to grow. That's one of the things that we're trying to do with the Big Five's entrepreneur issue, and by Launch KC and Advance KC and those types of initiatives that are people-focused, economic prosperity-focused, and it takes time, and we're going to get there.
Mayor Gerlach, as you know, Governor Sam Brownback and the legislature just cut taxes in a dramatic way by billions of dollars. Small businesses, in theory, are going to benefit from some of that. Are you sensing much change since that new tax law went into effect?
You know, I think there's been a lot of talk about it, but we're still looking for what's going to come out of it. I'm not sure that there's a major change yet. People are kind of in a wait-and-see mode right now.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens as the legislature gets back into session next year. But, you know, I just want to comment on Sly's comments. You're right. We, as the city of Kansas City and as Overland Park, Johnson County, all of us, we are trying to build conditions to make it favorable for businesses to want to come. And that's what we can do. And that's what we look at when it comes to the legislative changes and budget changes on the state levels. There are monies that are agreements between cities and states, and if those are the monies that are going to be cut, then that's going to make it more difficult to continue the economic development. You know, and I'm not just talking about incentives here. I'm talking about money that goes into roads and highways and systems. You've got to move goods throughout your cities, and if you're not moving them, then businesses can't perform as efficiently, and then they look other places to go. And those are the kind of things in the future I think we're going to work on.
Right.
Mayors Carl Gerlach and Sly James with us today. What keeps you up at night these days, Mayor James? What do you worry about?
The next opinion piece.
oh, come on.
I know. I'm just kidding. A shout out to Yale.
Yeah.
you know, it changes from day to day. But I'll tell you, if there is a consistent thing that keeps me up, it's education and the state of education. In an urban environment, in a country where it is becoming increasingly clear that the only way for people to rise from one socioeconomic status to another is educational attainment.
Right.
We're lagging behind. It used to be that you could work your way through the Ford factory or some other factory and do a very nice job, a very admirable, honorable job of taking care of a family of four or five. Those jobs are increasingly rare, and even in a lot of those jobs, if you don't have some sort of computer skills, you're going to be left out and not able to get them. We have to do something about education in this city. There has to be a sense of urgency about it, and I don't care whether people think it's my place, role, or job to do it. If I'm not yelling about it, then everybody else should be. We must do something about education.
Are you sensing that urgency right now as you get around town?
I sense that urgency. You mean in the general population?
Yeah, are people concerned about schools and wanting to do what needs to be done?
A slight uptick in the conversation, but still, the allocation of resources to early childhood education, which is crucial, is still minimal. It certainly pales in comparison to the allocation for incarceration. Education gets a lot of lip service in the political circles, but at the end of the day, the budgets get cut. I'm sorry. If we're not investing in the children and educating children and people in this country, we are missing the boat. We are no longer competing between Overland Park and Kansas City to send kids to Harvard. Overland Park and Kansas City are now competing with Bangladesh, Tokyo, Israel to send kids to Harvard.
Yeah.
And then we do something even dumber. After we educate them, we kick them out and send them back to their countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's we've got some seriously weird ideas about what we're doing, and they're not long-term smart. We need to change some of our patterns.
Mayor Gerlach from Overland Park, you know, Governor Sam Brownback cutting taxes. Democrats saying even this week that tens of millions of dollars about to be cut from public education across the state of Kansas. Obviously, that'll affect your city, Shawnee Mission District, Johnson County. What are you sensing is going to happen out there, and how concerned are you about it?
Well, as you ask Sly what he stays up at night, I already mentioned infrastructure. The two things that keep me up are education and public safety. Those in education is tops. You know, Johnson County has been rated as the 18th county in the nation, the top 18 counties in the nation for education, for the number of high school graduate degrees, 20th in the nation for the number of graduate degrees. If we affect that, it will affect our economic development. It'll affect our quality of cities, the quality of life. Education is very, very important.
So are you concerned we're heading down the wrong road here with these big cuts to state government that might end up washing back to your school districts?
It's tough to tell yet. We aren't hearing any of the details, and we're going to stay very connected to the details because the education, as Sly has laid out, the education is number one, very, very important issue. We got to make sure education is done properly. Most economically, yes, I totally agree. If there's waste, we need to look at get rid of the waste, but we need to put the money towards the kids in the classrooms.
You know, Mayor James, you have danced with lawmakers in Jefferson City with some success and maybe not so much success. Where are your efforts geared toward next when it comes to the schools and what you want to see happen?
We're going to continue to talk to legislators about the best ways to improve educational outcomes and options in the city. I've talked to a few, and they're very keen on the concept of doing something more in early childhood education. You know, when you recognize that your educational attainment is just as much dependent on your zip code as your genetic code, then we have to do things about those zip codes as well. But we've already reached out to and had some early conversations with some of the legislators, new ones, coming in, about where they think we ought to be going on education, and I'm encouraged by that. For personally, I plan to keep beating the drum, doing everything we can. We're going to continue and build, turn the page. I met with some potential board members this morning. We're just working hard to make sure that we do everything we can to keep the focus on educating our children. And I would be very upset if Johnson County started to slip in education, partially because I know exactly where Mayor Gerlach is coming from, but I recognize the value of the quality of their education in attracting and keeping residents. That's extremely important, not just for Overland Park, but for this area, for this region.
I thought Kansas City had made strides when it came to early childhood education, and yet I hear you saying today it's a big concern.
Well, we've made strides, but we're not educating a third of the kids that are out there in early childhood education.
Not even a third.
No, not even close. Not even close. It's an expensive proposition, and we are not allocating the money necessary to get the job done. And everybody in the field, everybody knows that if you invest in early childhood education, the outcomes at the end are tremendous.
And just briefly, Mayor James, before our next break here, you know, we're talking about funding from state government. I've heard you say funding from the federal government suddenly very much a question mark, in decline perhaps. This is a new era for mayors of big cities like yourself. Less help from state government, less help from the federal government, and here you are.
You know, one of the reasons I like and get along with Mayor Gerlach and the other mayors in this region is because I have a great appreciation for what they've been doing that I am now doing.
Mm-hmm.
Cities are where it's at.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the federal government does. All the conversation about debt service and debt levels, that's all great. But when people walk up to us, they're saying, Mayor, where can I get a job? Yeah. Mayor, where can my sister get a job? How do I get this done or that done? We have to solve real problems every day. Cities are where it's at. Federal government is too distracted and bogged down, and the state government is actually, I think, trying to imitate the federal government in some respects. Mm-hmm.
Again, this morning, we're visiting with two mayors, Kansas City Mayor Sly James and Overland Park Mayor Carl Gerlach. You know, Mayor Gerlach, it's usually Kansas City, Missouri, that's home to most of the controversy. But these days, you've been dealing with your own controversy over this new law in Overland Park that allows residents to openly carry guns. Very controversial, and yet you've said the city really didn't have much choice in this matter. What happened there, Mayor?
Well, in 2005, 6, and 7, the state legislature passed a change to the law to both concealed carry and open carry. And we deemed that law as non-uniform. Basically, laws come through two ways. Uniform, which means every city must adopt it, and non-uniform, meaning they
gave you some wiggle room.
Well, there's an understanding that Dodge City is different than Overland Park, and so they let you pass an ordinance and adjust it to what should be in your city. We deem that as non-uniform. We passed an ordinance restricting open carry in the city of Overland Park 5 years ago. I think there were only three cities in the metropolitan Johnson County area that did that. In other words, the rest of the cities have been open carry since 2007. Just recently, the Attorney General came back and said, no, that's not a non-uniform, that's a uniform law. You must allow open carry.
And you've got no choice.
We have no choice. We had to change. I mean, we need to follow state laws.
Mm-hmm.
We're elected officials have to follow the state laws, and based on that, we had to change our ordinance back to what all other cities have.
So when the city council changed that law recently, it was simply to comply with an order from the Attorney General of the state of Kansas.
Yes, it was. What we want to go back and get changed now that we've had to do that is the law specifically lets at athletic facilities on school grounds. Obviously, it's a controversial place, and so they can put a sign up that says no guns at an athletic facility.
You want that ability.
We want that ability. At our soccer park at 135th Street, across the street at the school, you can ban guns in those athletic facilities, but at our soccer stadium and our farmstead, we cannot. We need to change that law next year.
And you've also mentioned the Deanna Rose Farmstead. You'd like that to be a place where folks can't carry weapons.
Yeah. Exactly. To me, they just need the state legislature. If they'll give this control back to the cities, that would be much better.
Mayor James, what's the law in Kansas City, Missouri when it comes to open carry?
I think pretty much the same. You're allowed to have open carry and concealed carry. And you're allowed to have guns in cars without a license.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
do you want to change that law?
You want to get me into serious trouble?
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, I'm going to get into some trouble. I know that. But yeah, until I hear about my first drive-by knifing, I don't think that we want our police officers walking up on strange cars where somebody can legally have a gun sitting on the seat next to them. I think that's crazy. Yes, I want our city to be safer. And I can tell you that talking to the police officers that I know, the chief of police, the problem that they have is they have zero ability to take guns off the street. So it's ridiculous to think that we're going to have a major impact on people shooting each other where we can't do anything about the instruments that lead to those shootings. So, yes, I want to change that law.
How hopeful are either of you that you can actually get that change in the Kansas legislature, very conservative, pro-gun Kansas legislature, Mayor?
Well, but that legislature continues to say they're for our greatest asset, and that's our kids. And so hopefully for the safety of our kids, they will give us some of that ability to outlaw guns and farmsteads and soccer parks and arboretums.
Mayor James, how about the Missouri General Assembly?
Not very hopeful, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't try.
Okay. Now, Mayor Gerlach, there's another issue that you've been dealing with of late, and that's this statue in the Overland Park Arboretum. It's of a bare-breasted woman photographing herself, and critics say it violates state law by promoting obscenity to children, and they want it removed maybe to the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art and the lawn there. What's going to happen there? What power do you have to do something about this?
Sly, this could be great relationships in our city. Do you want to?
You want a statue, Mayor James?
I will tell you this. I think that the citizens of Kansas City would love to have excellent art all over the place, and we do. So if Overland Park doesn't want it, bring it on. If nothing else, I'll put it in my front yard. My children are all grown.
I think we're making some news here, Mayor Gerlach. Yeah.
Steve, I think the important issue here is this is an international sculpture garden that the city council passed, and we want to build. And it started with 10 statues that Quan Wu brought from China. And matter of fact, we've approved 7 more statues already. We've started it in the Arboretum, but it's specifically, we got a master plan right now next door to build this international sculpture garden. To me, art is what makes Kansas City great. The plaza, which I grew up going to all the time, has art all over it. The art over the community, we have a master plan in our entire city to put art throughout because it increases the value in the community. If we've got groups, this group is headquarters outside this Kansas City metropolitan area, coming in trying to tell us, and they have that right in the state of Kansas to call a grand jury. That grand jury will be called, but hopefully that grand jury realizes that this is just art in that shouldn't be censored.
You don't sound like a man who's going to change his mind. That statue is going to stay there as far as you're concerned.
Well, we're going to let the grand jury determine that, and but I don't think they'll... Yeah, I hope they don't. I hope they consider everything.
Well, if it shows up missing, you can probably guess it might be in Mayor James' front yard. That'd be a heck of a story, Mayor.
Yeah, it would be.
I'd like to write that story.
I'm sure you would, which is exactly why you'll never have the chance.
Mayor James, you just climbed into the cab of an excavator wearing a bow tie and hard hat, and you went to work tearing down an abandoned house. How goes the battle against removing these empty houses around Kansas City, Missouri?
It's going well, still not going as fast as it should be. And, you know, I was actually surprised that people thought that there was something wrong with doing that.
Who thought it was wrong?
Well, there were a couple of people who seemed to think that, you know, you should not enjoy tearing down abandoned drug houses in cities. And I kind of took my cue from the residents of the neighborhood who were there clapping and very happy and very glad to see it come down. As long as we are doing things to keep faith with our citizens, people who live in a community east of Troost, where over 85% of the abandoned, boarded up 14,000 structures in this city reside, and we're doing everything we can to change that dynamic, I'm a happy guy. I'll do it every day if I have to. I'm happy that we've come up with a method in the city to attack this problem at a higher and more increased rate, and to do it in such a way that we are actually trying to prepare the areas that we're going into for private investment in housing so that we can get rid of the junk in a pattern, organized, strategic way so that we can entice people to come in and build quality, infilled, sustainable housing. That's a good thing.
And that's the hope here.
We want to do it more.
That's the hope here. You're going to tear these things down, and you hope new houses go in their place, or perhaps it remains a vacant lot and...
We don't want vacant lots. We have the land bank that we're in the early stages of, and we hope to use the land bank to good use in order to populate and build things. Now, we'll have vacant lots or community gardens until we're able to do it, but I've had several conversations with people in the housing industry in the last few weeks about how do we come in and do a pattern of sustainable new infill housing in a way that's economical, those types of things. That's where we want to get to, but that's only part of reinvigorating our inner city neighborhoods. If we want people to move back to our inner city neighborhoods, we want younger people of childbearing age, we have to put quality schools in those neighborhoods or they're not going to come.
That's the most important ingredient?
In my opinion, it is. I'd be willing to bet that if we could put up a sign on the highway that said, Kansas City, Missouri, best public education in the country, boom.
Here they come.
Bingo.
Mayor Gerlach, how about abandoned homes in Overland Park? Is that much of an issue for you these days, or is it a growing issue?
It's maybe a growing issue, but it isn't that big of an issue. But Sly is exactly right. The cost to redevelop, I mean, you don't need abandoned homes that are sitting there and tearing down the rest of the community. We've got areas that we work on, working on land banks, as Sly has talked about. We're getting ready just in case that issue happens in Overland Park, but we're not seeing that right now.
How many abandoned homes will we be tearing down in the next year, Mayor? What's sort of the target here?
Well, we are targeting the higher level. We're targeting dangerous buildings, and there are different levels of buildings, and at the top of the dangerous buildings, the first layer of that are the ones that the police department wants down because of illegal activity or the potential for illegal activity. Then we're going to tear down the other ones, and we expect to be able to tear down 1,000 dangerous buildings in 2 years, 24 months.
And you were operating what, an end loader, or what was the big machine you were up in the cab of and driving that day?
Dude, I don't have any idea.
just a big yellow thing, right?
It was a thing with a big thing at the end and a lever I got to pull and some guy telling me what to do, and I got to tear down a house that people wanted to see come down for 5 years, and I was very happy to do it.
How long were you in the cab for?
It seemed like a few minutes, but I was told I was there for a bit. We actually took the entire thing down.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was several swipes of the bucket. I am unfortunately not versant in the equipment lingo, but I have a great deal of respect for the people who do that job.
Sly, I think it goes something to the age of a boy is depends upon the size of his toys, and you're into some pretty big toys right now.
I'm a pretty big boy, pretty old boy, I guess, then, huh?
Overland Park Mayor Carl Gerlach, thanks so much for your time today.
Appreciate you
coming in. Mayor Sly James, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, and folks, please call in and contribute to KCUR. These people do tremendous work. They are a huge asset to this community. They tell us stuff that you're not going to hear on commercial radio, so call in and help out.
I totally agree.
I appreciate that endorsement very much. Patty Cahill, let's get those phones ringing. Back to you, Patty, and let's wrap up this hour with a rush here, okay?
Well, let's do that, and we want to thank the mayor so much for their support of KCUR. Appreciate that, Mayor James, particularly. 234-